So he's asked about progress, and he says, hey, I talked about Charlottesville. Isn't that enough for you people? I mean, in fairness, it is more or less all that he promised on the campaign trail, but you can't really blame people for wanting a little bit more now that Biden is ascending to the heights of American power. Words matter, sure, but actions matter more. Biden, throughout this call, seems not to agree. All right, the second important piece is this. Biden acknowledges that it's going to be extremely tough to get anything passed through Congress, basically throwing up his hands and setting expectations at the ground for what he can actually do. Here he is talking specifically about two voting rights bills.
I like H.R. 1 and I like H.R. 4, but let me tell you something. We're going to have a hell of a hard time getting that passed through a Republican Senate. So the question is, what can we do in the meantime? I'm going to push him.
Hell of a hard time. And he's not wrong, of course. Republicans are not going to do a damn thing with him unless it's something you really don't want them to do in the first place. Start a new war, cut Social Security, and the like. So you might think that given his acknowledgement of how challenging the congressional landscape is likely to be, that Biden would be ready to get creative in order to deliver some results. Yeah, not so much.